This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life advocates and members of Congress have had nearly a week to digest the nearly 500-page report on the illegal marketing and sale of fetal tissue derived from abortion, and its scandalous discoveries fuel the call for defunding abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The battle to accomplish that will follow the same trajectory as replacing Obamacare. Republicans in Congress began the journey Wednesday to set up a filibuster-proof vote using the budget reconciliation procedure. Without that, Democrats would block these efforts, as the simple Republican majority in the Senate is not sufficient to stop such tactics. Wednesday's party-line vote now projects the fastest route to moving federal funds from Planned Parenthood to federal community health centers. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
Despite the current popularity for discarding or even retaining human remains, anything other than the committal of human remains to cemeteries has been considered patently offensive. Abortion's legacy could help restore a more traditional practice. Texas is at this forefront with regulations requiring baby burial. Planned Parenthood, playing on popular sentiment that human bodies are nothing special, now says burying aborted bodies per Texas law instead of marketing and selling them for the highest price is offensive. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.